about why this death of Nolan Wells is resonating so broadly and so loudly for Black families around this country.
Well, given the history of Mississippi and given the unknown aspects of what happened to Nolan, it certainly brings back some of the worst fears we've had, not only in history, but in recent times. That does not mean that this will go either way. I think the reason that National Action Network and I got involved is to make sure the family gets all the support it needs to find out what it is. They've said that we're not saying it's race, but we're not saying it wasn't race. And it could be race at two levels. One, it could be at the actual trip. Two, it could be the investigators that are law enforcement in Mississippi, which we, a lot more people have a lot of concern about. So when the family and attorney Ben Crump came to me in the press conference yesterday, was at National Action Network's headquarters, it was to raise the concerns. It's one Black young man, 18 years old, with three young whites. They ended up back saying that he wanted to stay, yet they had, one of them had his cell phone, one of them had his car keys. It just does not add up. Mm-hmm. And we're saying that we intend to be present and keep the efforts forward to help this family until they can find out some reasonable way. The one thing we know, this young man is dead and three young men with him is not. They possessed his keys and his cell phone. His mother also raised, why was all of his things, his text messages, his photos and all, erased from his cell phone. Hmm. So there's a lot of concern here. And I think that as people tell the Black community, don't jump to conclusion, we could also say the other side shouldn't jump to conclusions. Let's get this objectively done. So we're going to be involved. Tyler Perry has said he wants to pay for the funeral. Colin Kaepernick paid for the new autopsy. And Nash actually never.
Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We're Ray Nitti and that may be Shannon. Shouts out to Zach for that lob. You live from the 3rd Street Market Hall, y'all. American Family Insurance Studios. Shannon, how you feeling, man? It is hour two. What it do?
Feeling great, feeling great. What about you, Ray?
Man, I'm getting back nuzzled in the chair, man. You know, getting back nuzzled in.
Got it. Yeah.
Still ready for you to get back into the city. So man, we can get really...
Look, getting ready for Family Fest.
Coming right up. That was pretty smooth, mm-hmm. Shannon. I see what you mm-hmm. did there, Shannon. Man, so yeah, Zach just played a video from Reverend Al Sharpton. Basically just highlighting some of those things that we just talked about. As he stated, we're talking about the Nolan Wells case and just giving some new updates. As we stated, Colin Kaepernick is paying for an independent autopsy that won't be conducted in Mississippi. It would be happening in D.C. So it's interesting. It reminds me of what we talked about last Friday where we said the Kendrick's body was found after they was going for an independent autopsy. All the organs was gone and he was stuffed with newspaper.
And then nobody knew, like the funeral home blaming the state, the state blaming this person, funeral just a whole bunch of people pointing their hands.
Come on now. So
crazy.
That's the climate that we're dealing with right now, y'all. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. Make sure you tuned in on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth. And you can text that number again. It's 833-212-1017. What else you got, Shannon? How you feeling? What else you want to add about this?
Man, I just think I've seen a lot of discourse about people coming out and saying they don't think Nolan Wells' disappearance and death was race driven. And I feel like people are kind of like confusing us, thinking like, oh, like they invited him out there and killed him because he's Black. They mm-hmm. think people are thinking that, but I don't think that's what most of us are thinking. Most of us are thinking just the transparency part of it and the investigative part of it is being fumbled or was being fumbled because he's Black. You know what I'm saying? Like they said, if the roles were reversed and there was three Black kids with one white person, they did not come back. As soon as they got on land,
man,
they would have been in jail.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
This would not have wrecked. And you know, and the sad part about it is Black people also would have been on board. Like, oh yeah, they did something to that boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how we think. And that's how a lot of Americans are programmed to think about our own. So, you know, white people would have been on them. So when it comes to like this young Black man coming up missing, these white kids coming home with his cell phone, his keys, and acting like he just wanted to stay on a private island by himself, like he on Survivor or something, mm-hmm. like people okay with that. And people would have been okay with that as an excuse if people didn't step up and push for a better investigation. And like you said, with the Kendrick Johnson case, I feel like because most of the like the autopsy and the investigation was done using the people of that state, that's why whoever murdered him got away with it. So that's why things like being able to have somebody independently do the autopsy and get ahead of all of this is important, no matter what the outcome is, because now we actually have a fighting chance to figure out what actually happened to him.
Right. And they were expecting the results from the independent autopsy last Friday. So, and it said it got delayed because of canceled flights. Now, as much as I want to, you know, be a conspiracy theorist and say things, there was a lot of canceled flights heading towards the East Coast around that time as well. But the information about the independent autopsy, that could drop any day, possibly during our show this week. So we'll keep following and monitoring the situation closely and keep you all abreast. Shannon, we have Al. Al, how you doing? You live on The Truth.
I'm doing well. From what I'm seeing, this young gentleman was a kind and loving spirit, but they had a goal to take his soul. So these things keep on happening because, see, Black people lose control and they don't put that Papa Justify and that Lady Puri on them because they don't use self-preservation of self. And also, nobody is talking to these kids about self-preservation. And they are not also putting their kids in kickboxing, karate, Krav Maga, and jujitsu when it comes to self-preservation itself, because everybody on that boat should have had a lopsided eye, a concussion, and a broken bone. But what happens is these kind, loving spirits get around these people and let their guard down, and what they do is exploit your kindness for your weakness. So when you get in these situations, you start beating ass from left to right, left to right, right to left, upside down till their mouth is laying down on the ground. Then they call an attorney. So I say to all you Black people, start talking to your kids. And you always have a weapon on you wherever you go. And it's self-preservation of self. So when they put you in that position, there's no talking, straight ass beating. We don't condone violence, but we are tired of becoming spirits, okay? And they need to sue them parents for everything they got, down to the burial plot. And you even want the maggots that eat off their bones like neck bones, okay? From the womb to the tomb. Stop letting your guard down around white people. That's why it keep on happening. But once you start going upside their head and taking their head and slamming it through the boat while they can't breathe because you keep hitting them from left to right, it will soon stop. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Church.
Sound like I want us to get active. Okay, look, just listen.
Chat.
No nonsense. Okay, I feel that.
Yeah, when Al be right, Al be right though. When Al be right, Al be right, Sharon. Right.
As soon as somebody gets you wrong, you gotta go. You gotta go. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be ready to go. Train to go.
No, Al. He was preaching on that one. He was preaching on that one. I think what's important here too is like, you know, we like to say, Shannon, two could be true at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. Just because it doesn't have to be that, like, I think you just said this, Shannon, before we took Al's call.
Yeah.
Or before the break. It didn't have to be that he was killed because of his race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
it didn't have to be race driven, but that doesn't mean these outcomes can't be race hidden, in my opinion.
Yeah,
because we see the privilege start coming into play, right? Like, sure, we can sit here and everybody can say, like, they were friends, they were on the same football team, and you know, they play sports together, they all hang out, everything be cool until it ain't cool no more. And then there's a time where race does come into play, and maybe race wasn't into play when they all was kicking it and everything was good. But going back to what Al is talking about, self-preservation, when you don't have the complexion for the protection, that's when race does come into play. And you could fall back on your mom who's a judge.
Yeah.
You know, you could fall, like, and they got, allegedly, there's a witness that said the boat was being cleaned up at 3 a.m. at said judge's house. Allegedly.
And then you got the same girl that they say he stayed back with because he wanted to hang with her, saying she saw him get on the boat with them.
Come on now. Say that one more time, Shannon, for the Truth Nation.
The girl that they said, the friend said he stayed back to talk to this girl. The girl said she saw him leave with them. So it's like conflicting stories left and right. And there's too many things that's just not consistent. And like I said, regardless of the outcome, this case deserves for somebody not to just, well, yeah, it looked like he drowned. Bye. Because then, it's clearly something else going on. Even if it is them just trying to cover their butt, we need to know what happened. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, they have parents in powerful places that could like do what they want to do, like we've seen before.
Mm-hmm. So, 100%.
Hopefully we get answers soon.
And by you saying that, it raised another point, right? Like, now we're seeing, and I say this respectfully, the whiteness starting to come into play, right? Because now you have the boy saying, oh, he stayed with this girl. And the girl saying, nah, he ain't stay with me. He left with them.
Yeah.
Which maybe I shouldn't just jump to a conclusion. But the question in the chat is, do you think there was foul play in the death of Nolan Wells? So being that is the question in the chat, is it safe for me to give an assumption on this, Zach, or should I remain out of it and just let these facts play out?
No, share your thoughts.
My thoughts, Shannon. Said girl, I have zero factual basis or evidence to even come to this conclusion, but I'm just kind of piecing things together here, right? Said girl that he was said to have stayed with, that the guys who went and cleaned the boat said that he stayed with, she like, no, he ain't stay with me. I think said girl might have been a middle link between Nolan and these other dudes, because they said he was arguing with a friend about a girl, right? Is that the girl that they was arguing about? That's what I would like to know.
Right.
And jealousy. We know what white jealousy looked like. You know what? Let me not label it on any specific color. We know what jealousy looks like.
We know some people's jealousy can be a little more dangerous than others, though. We do know that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Especially when, you know, I'm not going to say that part, though. But, yes. So, that's my thought, Shannon. Am I off base for thinking the girl that they are saying he stayed with, She's the one saying, no, he ain't stay with me. He left with y'all. So don't say he stayed with me. Is that the girl? Do you think that could be the girl? Or do you know if that was a girl that they were talking about?
I'm not sure. But that would definitely answer some questions. And like you said, it's one of those things where jealousy played a part right after, you know, privilege comes into play, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, when it comes into those environments. And mm-hmm. I feel like we both know what we're talking about here, how some people's jealousy can be a little more dangerous. And in the end, when things go left and somebody ends up missing or dead, nobody really wants, they talk about, we don't want to talk to the police.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they know how to shut up and stick together. Listen, all y'all be quiet. Nobody want to be linked to this. Let's all, like,
do our
let's
part.
Forget the night.
Oh, and they said that it was evidence of the families of those boys out to eat together the day after he was missing, and the day after that. So the day after and then 2 days after, they were out eating and whatever, but they was all seen together. Is that just a coincidence? I don't know. Is that, yo, we need to make sure we move in like, you know, business as usual, like we're not having any weird move, you know what I mean? I'm just
right.
kind of.
Let's all come to one conclusion, one story. Let's all stick together type
come
of vibe.
On, and Sharpton's framing is, don't rush to call it racism. Also, don't rush to call it not racism. We want justice. Let the chips fall where they may. Shannon,
yeah.
Let's try this again.
What's up?
Take us to break, Shannon.
You are listening to The Lunch Break at 101.7 The Truth, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You're listening to Red and Nitty. Make sure you guys stay put because we're going to be right back in hour two of The Lunch Break. How's that?
Sounds great.
A little better?
We're already in hour two.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back to The Lunch Break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. Shannon funny as hell.
Not maybe and Shannon, not Ray and Nitty.
Shannon said, we'll be right back with Ray and Nitty. Don't go anywhere. My girl need a latte.
Oh, man. look, I spilled half of the one I did have. That's why I'm struggling today. Look,
that's what happened. Because I was like, I thought you said you had just stopped to get one. But
I did, and then half of it spilled. Need to make a request.
But yeah, Shannon, anything else you want to add on this story? We talking about the new updates on the Nolan Wells case, some of those things the family brought to light, some of the new developments. I know they said they saw that was his name Wyatt or Evan, one of those guys, they deleted their IG, but what happened was is they didn't delete something from Threads because IG posts automatically to Threads. And not everybody uses their Thread account, but this is where...
I forget I have a Threads all the time.
Come on now. And it automatically posted, and you always just end up getting a notification on Thread or something. And that is how that said individual discovered, like, dang, I missed something. And, you know, the internet is faster than the average bear. So they gonna screenshot, screen record, and put all the clues together before the actual D-Techs do. And they showed that. But you said that was the night before, potentially, where they was at the pool party?
Yeah, so I saw that somebody said that, but I'm not sure which is true or not, because some people are saying that they think there was a photo of him at a pool party with them, and they're not sure if that's after they would have come back or before they would have gone to the trip. So there's a lot of confusion around when that photo was taken. I think some people are thinking it was after, so it would have made sense for something to happen after they returned back, and that's why his phone was back, because the mom also did say on Life 360, the phone was tracked at different locations and stuff like that. So unless one of the boys was carrying that phone around, I guess it would make sense that he did make it back, and then they had another party and something happened there, but it's hard to say. And then it also would kind of make sense why the dad went searching, didn't see the body until it was discovered the next day. So it's just a lot of, it's more questions than answers still.
Yeah. So once again, we got the question. Do y'all believe that it was foul play? Do you believe that it was foul play, or are you of the mindset that, you know, I'm going to just let the facts roll out? 833-212-1017. Please call or text that number to let us know your thoughts. And we'll stay on that story all week while we wait for the updates of the independent autopsy study to come back. And if it dropped this week, we'll be extremely, extremely well more informed with, you know, how things have been handled. And once again, just like they said, don't rush to say it's not racist. What do you say? Don't rush to say it's racist, and also don't rush to say it's not racist. Intentions could have definitely not been in racism, but seemingly how things are being handled could have some racial undertones. Just my opinion. And what we say, the views and opinions expressed on this show does not directly,
I think we can call it a fact, actually, because when it comes to, first of all, even when there's not white people involved, when there comes to black kids missing or dead, normally, like, there's not really deep investigations. When you see somebody killed, even in the inner city of Milwaukee, they're like, oh, it must have been gang violence. Oh, somebody stole something. Like, there's not really an investigation to see, like, what actually happened, because everybody feels like they can just chop it up to this. Even when young girls, like we discussed before, come up missing, they're not, they don't take it as seriously as a young white girl, because they just think, oh, well, she probably ran away. It's cool. She'll be back, or she probably out there being trafficked. And like, that ain't a crime in itself. But a lot of times when our kids go missing or end up dead, investigations aren't taken as seriously, and they're rushed. And then when you add that other layer of the friends being white, people are more, I think they have a tendency to just take their word for it and go about their day. And then you have that layer of their parents being from families with some type of background in law or whatever else, you know what I'm saying, that have weight in the community. So now you got another thing stacked against you, because they don't want to make their family look bad. They don't want their kids to go to jail, whatever the case may be. So like I said, it might not be rooted, whatever happened may not have been rooted in racism, but it's a fact that our kids go missing all the time or end up dead all the time, and investigations don't happen that are thoroughly done or taken serious. Like, I think it's just, oh, case open, case closed. Okay, bye, moving on.
Right, right, 100%. Before we transition, we have a text that came in. It said, keep in mind, he had a white girlfriend, and white men feel very powerless because of the black man's power tool. Oh my God.
Look at well, we know who sent that text.
Yeah. Look at the black man, finesse, charisma, and the things that comes from him. He said the black man power tool.
Like we said, it be the jealousy be weird, because even like my nephew, he's just graduated high school, but I remember him like playing, like, we know how Wisconsin get down.
Right.
We know that. And I remember my sister saying he was playing against some white kids, and they wearing Cardis. They listening to Chicken Pee and all this and that.
Bruh.
And at the end of the game, they're making monkey noises. Like, excuse me? Like, so...
Man.
It, like, the jealousy be different. It's like, they be wanting to be down and cool, but, like, once you piss them off, they be like, okay, well, let me use this one thing that I think makes you less than me, at least. We might not be cool as you, but I can say ooh, ah.
Right.
And call you the N-word. Like, I got you. Like, I thought you wanted to be like us. No, you know, jealousy looks different for some people.
Man, I'm telling you, and then, you know, sometimes you really start to see white people chimping out, man, when they start really acting like. Hey, you know what? I'm taking that. I'm taking it from them, man. They can't have that. I'm taking it from them. I'm using it on them. I'm using it to describe Anglo-Saxon, European thug behavior and antics. Somebody else says, Gary Lawson says, yes, something shady occurred. Somebody is lying, but the truth will come out. My question is the photo that they are showing on the news. Looks like the young men were drinking. I mean, they definitely was drinking. 100%. 100% they was drinking.
Yeah. And I think that also, like, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't see the news story, but I know a lot of people talked about how that was highlighted, that he was drinking. Like, they didn't even mention that the other boys was drinking. Like, yeah, it looks like Nolan has the drink in his hand.
Yeah.
Like, of course y'all trying to highlight that, though, because they do little things like that to kind of set the scene. Like, he probably was drunk, just in case. He probably was drunk and started acting outrageous, if y'all want to use that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they try to make sure they place those words in mm-hmm. certain ways to make sure they have somewhere to land if the outcome, you know what I'm saying, is kind of sketchy. Well, he probably was drunk or da-da-da. Like, why does it matter? It's the fourth. They young adults, and they're drinking. That's what they do. But point it out for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes a lot of – it brings up a lot of questions.
Man, 100%. You even had people using AI. This is where AI is dangerous, right? Where people were using AI to edit out, you know, the drinks in the other guy's hands, but leave it in Nolan's hand. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
This is where we got to be careful, yeah, too, on – say it, Shannon.
It's the small things, and it's those unconscious, right? Is it unconscious biases that we have? But I don't think that's what you was. Look, I don't think that's what you. What do you want me to say? But I was just thinking that's what I was.
I thought you was about to say two things can be true. That's what I thought you was getting ready.
Oh yeah, two things can be true at once for sure. Yeah. But that's what I was. That's where I was going. I was like, it makes you like they set the stage for certain things like propaganda. Look, here I go. But propaganda was set up in a way where like you wouldn't even realize like what they was doing until, you know what I'm saying, until the damage is done. Like them taking away the drinks from those kids' hands and keeping it in his hands, mm-hmm. them bringing up the fact that he was drinking, like little stuff like that. Like you don't realize that they shaping a story for you.
Yep. 100%. Gary, we see you on the call line. We will get to you right after this short break on the award winning Truth 101.7 FM. What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back to the lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Yay.
On the award winning.
Hey, I really want some.
I ain't even gonna try to finish it and mess it up, Zach.
And you have
to. 101 7 FM, the truth. No.
Wait, what is it? 101.7, the truth. No, the truth 101.7.
It's backwards. We saying it backwards. Well, I'm saying it backwards. We got award winning down. Benjamin, we gonna work on it, man. Ben taking notes. Like Mr. Help Burns. Yes. Notes. Yeah. We about to get to Gary on this topic, expand on the bear comments. Gary, how you doing? You live on the truth.
All right, how's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. Talk to us. How you feeling today?
Good. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller to the new program, and you guys are doing a great job. It's good to hear some young voices because that's what we need to hear from our youth.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time. Some young voices.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yes, absolutely right. I'm a member of Black Man Organizing. I'm co-chair of the Education Committee, and I also work with the Running Rebels, and we're really trying to highlight the youth and get the youth voice out there, you know, because it's important. I just retired as a principal with MPS, man, and I know the needs of our youth. Our youth are going to be important to our future, extremely important. But I wasn't trying to, what I was saying about the beer part is, let me clarify, is that in the photo that I watch the world news every night at 5:30, and the photos that they've shown, you got two of the white guys holding, looks like, with our beer cans. The young black man, he didn't have a beer in his hand. But two of the white youth have beers in their hand. Now, if they weren't 21 or above, that's against the law, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's against the law. And I know we don't hear anything, but I wonder what are the consequences for them. Because it's clear they have beers in their hand. It's not an assumption. It's not something that somebody's making up. But it's there in a picture. So what are the consequences for these two young men drinking beer?
Yeah, underage drinking.
You know, when alcohol is, right, and you know alcohol is involved, and they always tell you, don't be around water, especially large bodies of water, if you're consuming alcohol.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. So that was my point, not that I'm trying to highlight saying, oh, yeah, the black kid was drinking beer, because we don't know that, because in the photo, he didn't have a beer can in his hand.
Correct. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gary. Long-time caller on The Truth. We definitely appreciate those words of encouragement as well. Me and Shannon definitely, truly, truly appreciate those words. It's always good to hear that people, they feeling what we doing up here, Shannon. They picking up what we putting down.
Definitely appreciate that. And I definitely get what he's saying, because like we said, if it was the other way around, them kids, they would have been at least held accountable for drinking. Like, why were y'all underage drinking? We need to talk. Like, right. It would have been some type of consequences, and the heat would have been on them. So
definitely, the heat would have definitely been on them. As we pivot, man, once again, keep Nolan's family in the prayers as they go through a very, very difficult time. As we pivot, Shannon, we want to talk about Andrew Gillum. Another fall.
Yeah, tell me about Andrew Gillum. Because
is this a man still fight?
That sounded like some Beauty in the Black Netflix series. Like, please explain what was going on here. You said two men and a cup and a.
I did not say that. Oh my gosh, that is insane.
Pops.
Oh my gosh,
Pops.
Two men and Pops. A cup. That is. All right, y'all. That's the show.
Don't go anywhere. I was trying to escape it.
Don't go anywhere. Manon, you got an extra half hour.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up this outro. Get out of here.
Wait, I thought he said, let me pull up the video. I'm like, don't do it.
He said outro don't music, not the video. He said outro music. Wrap this up.
Like, we all gonna get fired.
All right, y'all. Thank you for it. Nah, we just playing, but... we want to talk about Andrew Gillum, man. Another fall or a man still fighting. If you're not familiar with Andrew Gillum, he ran for office in what year was that? I can't remember what year it was, but he was running for office. I want to say it was governor. I feel like it was governor. And in Florida, and he got caught in a hotel room with a male, and context, you know, he's married with kids and so forth. So he ended up having to fall out that race. And at first people thought it was a setup, right? People were like, oh, he was about to win this race. It was an important race. And people was saying like, oh, they set him up and he fell for it and so forth, Shannon. But they caught him in there with drugs, all types of stuff, man. And I wasn't up on what he has been doing, but supposedly he has a podcast now with Angela Rye. And recently, he got caught again. On July 2nd, 10:45 p.m. in Daphne, Alabama, police pulled Gilman over, 46, for driving erratically on U.S. 94. Officer spotted glass pipe on the console. Jesus. He ain't even trying to hide it. Searched the car, reports finding rolled marijuana cigarettes and 3 packages testing positive for methamphetamine. Now formally charged, 1 felony count of possession of a controlled substance, meth, plus misdemeanor, marijuana possession, and drug paraphernalia. He was booked into Daphne City Jail and has since been released. No public statement from Gilman yet. Once again, he was former Tallahassee mayor in 2014 to 2018. Lost the 2018 Florida governor's race to Ron DeSantis. So if you know about Ron DeSantis, he's wreaking havoc right now in Florida. So this stems from way back then when they were trying to, you know, win that race in Florida. He lost by fewer than 34,000 votes, less than 0.5% from becoming Florida's first black governor. Currently co-host of the Native Land podcast with Angela Rye and Bakari Sellers. They also won the 2025 NAACP Image Award for Outstanding News and Information. So here it is. This guy has seemingly made it. He wasn't caught with a man this time. Wasn't caught with a man this time, Shannon.
Two men.
No, 2 packs of meth. Jesus.
They said he had 2 men's in that hotel. So he was not day. Caught with 2 men's.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, back then it was 2. That's intense.
Bruh.
Sheesh. How do we navigate
that? Man
this?
Was having a parlay. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That was part of, this was during the race too, bro. What are you doing?
Dude. And then they said the 2 men, one of whom needed medical attention for a drug overdose.
I think that's what and how they ended up called discovering the bodies.
Yeah.
Not like the naked body. Well, you know what? Pivot. Yeah, it was 2 men, Shannon. And now today, he wasn't caught with 2 men, but he was caught with 2 bags of meth and so forth. Interesting take, right? Going back to hypocrisies and so forth. You have Angela Rye,
yeah.
Who's a very, very intelligent, well-spoken black woman, super, super intelligent on a lot of political topics and so forth. And her take has kind of been like, yeah, we need to give him privacy and grace and you know, so forth and not publicly talk about these things because he has kids, he has a family, and so forth, right? And I don't know, I feel like, is that a double standard? Is this similar to the Jay-Z effect where it's like, all right, because Angela, and I respect her dearly, anybody else, you know, had it been DeSantis, you know, we all would have been talking about this. We all would have been talking about yeah. this because this is the same thing y'all did to Gillum for what, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we wouldn't have been like, yeah, give DeSantis privacy and grace. We gonna drag it to hell. You feel what I'm saying? So what you think, Shannon? Does he deserve privacy or are we being hypocritical if we're not discussing these type of things?
He deserve a nice stint in a rehabilitation center. That's what he deserve. I think privacy is hard to come by when you are in a public position.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's expected. Like when you do something like have a podcast, even if you do something as small as have an Instagram that's public, you know what I'm saying? Like you have to expect people to judge you and to talk about whatever it is you got going on. Once you put yourself out there as such, it's almost like free game. You know what I'm saying? Then mm-hmm. like for him to have a podcast and, you know, going on, like I'm sure they talk about people issues all the time. I don't know exactly what they talk about, but I mean, we not safe. We talk about things that affect other people and we might not have ill intention, but we talk about it. And if it's out there, people going to talk about it. So I think that's not a realistic ask. And I also feel like he need help because this man was caught with two pipes, two chains, two men. Like, come on, man. God. Like, he need help. It's like he needs to be held accountable. Sweeping stuff under the rug ain't never helped nobody. We talked about that before.
Yep.
Hiding stuff ain't gonna make nothing better. Them kids know what daddy doing. If he smoking meth, I'm sure they know daddy ain't right.
Yeah, that's
I want that stuff.
That's intense, man. So we know two truths, right? Before we get to break. We know two truths. Accountability. Mm-hmm. He was allegedly driving erratically at night. That endangered other people, and they saying, oh, he charismatic and got great history, but it's, you know, history doesn't erase a felony charge. Truth two, Shannon, kind of looks like a relapse, as you stated, where he may need some actual more help. And relapse is part of how addiction works. He told us in 2020 he was battling depression and substance abuse when all of that stuff came out. Recovery is rarely a straight line. The question isn't how could he, it's who's around him and is he getting real help, Shannon? You feel what I'm saying? Because that was a very highly publicized situation when that happened back in 2022 when he got caught with the two guys and the drugs and whatnot. But when we get back, on the lunch break, we'll talk more about the bigger lens with this. And then we will close out with something me and Shannon was talking about, man. Can you be with the guy that is responsible for his grandmother, his mom, his, you know, he's a go-to person for all the women in his family. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to The Truth, 101.7 FM. I know.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the award-winning 101, The Truth. The award-winning 101, The Truth. With Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. That's it, Zach. I typed it down.
No, it's not.
I typed down what you said. I typed it word for word. You said the award-winning. I said 101.7, The Truth.
I heard 101.
I said 101.7. Guys, I did it like you said it this time.
I got it right here.
I read it. How y'all doing, y'all? We are back on the award-winning 101.7, The Truth, with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. Man, we closing out this second hour, man, talking about Andrew Gillum, bigger land, Shannon. What do we do with fallen black leaders? We crown fast and bury faster. How do we hold space for redemption arcs in music versus politics? How do we hold redemption arcs in music versus politics? Why do we crown our black leaders so fast and bury them even faster? We have a short fuse for our political leaders. What's your thoughts on that, Shannon?
I think when you're a political leader, you are naturally held to a higher standard, or you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Should be. Held to a higher standard. We see what we're dealing with right now, but that's another story. They got the complexion for protection. They could do hood rat things with their hood rat friends and get away with it. And I think that's another layer as to why people bury so quickly, because they feel like, you know, we are also black. And not only because you're a political leader, we are holding you to a higher standard, but because you are black and we feel like you have to represent for all of us, we hold you to high regards. So when they do have a misstep and they do fumble, I think a lot of people take that personally, and they feel like, we believed in you and you let us down. And I think that's what that is, honestly.
Yep.
He put the banner up. Do you see that? The award-winning 101.7, The Truth.
Yeah. There we go. Man, I agree with you, Shannon. What's clear here in his case is he definitely has a problem, as you stated. And we definitely hope he has gotten all the help that he needs, because addiction is no joke. It is a long process for folks that struggle with this, and it's not something we will, you know, take lightly or joke about, or, you know, we hope that he gets the help that he needs and deserves, and he could get back to his place of grace. Moving on, Shannon.
I feel like...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I also just feel like you said earlier, it just takes being around the right people too. And a lot of times, like, even when we hold them to such a high standard, a lot of times we just also become yes men. So it's like, some people ain't around strong people that are like, yo, you tripping, you need this help, and let's lift you up. It's just yes, 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 until things is so bad, it's hard to come back from it. So,
dig it. 100%. Some things are harder to come back from. I didn't even know he came back with the podcast. Sir Chauncey says, rub it in, not run it in, previous text sent. Oh, okay. I was like, where are we going with this, Truth Nation? I don't see the... Oh, you must have sent the text. We got a text coming. But I will also say white people are not bad, but you have to watch them just like they watch us on everything we do. We live in peace and harmony. Yes, something shady occurs, somebody is lying, the truth will come. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Before we close, Shannon, man, you made a funny post to me. Shannon says she is not dating the family. She says she is not dating the family's go-to guy, meaning the guy that the guy that, you know, if he gotta take care of his mama, if his grandmother, his sisters, his aunties, if they call him for everything, he is not in the program. How do y'all feel about that, man? Why, Shannon? He's a hard worker. He cares about the women in his life.
Man, please.
Go ahead. Talk to me, Shannon. Marry them is crazy. What's wrong, Shannon?
This is how I look at it, right? I am completely for helping your family out, looking out for your people that are around you, period. But when it comes to, like, the way it was worded is, like, he takes care of them. Like, this is who they come to all the time. My thing is, like, why aren't they self-sufficient enough to pay their own bills and take care of themselves? That's crazy to me. I feel like this is a deeper conversation, because if you have to go to him for bills, cars, this and this and that, if we get married, I ain't gonna have nothing. That'd be the problem with a lot of people. People take on everybody else's grown adults' problems in their family, and they end up with nothing. When you are the yes man in your family, you end up with nothing because you're taking care of everybody else but yourself. And that's in general. So no, I don't want to marry a yes man that take care of everybody, because then I'm going to be left behind.
Well, we will bring this topic back tomorrow, because I don't think we're talking about just a yes man, Shannon. Bruh. We're talking about a man that is responsible and takes care of the women in his family that he loves and cares about.
Responsible.
And just because he's taking care of the women in his family, Shannon, in my opinion, that don't mean he don't got time to take care of you. Just a thought, Shannon.
This ain't the Brady Bunch.
We gonna talk about this tomorrow for sure, Shannon. Because at UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future.
Pew, pew, pun gun.
Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science to tech and arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready. Shannon, take us home, please.
Man, make sure you guys follow us across all platforms. Ray Nitti at RayNitti, and Maybe Shannon at Maybe Shannon, MaybeShannon. And make sure you guys head on over to The Lunch Break on Facebook. Make sure you follow us. We surpassed our 500 people goal. We're about to start doing some giveaways. It's going to be dope. Meet us back here, same time, same place tomorrow. Bye.
Don't go anywhere. Manon and the Grapevine is up next. Hey, Jack, we're giving away $100 next week. I'm out of here, y'all.